This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. 12 Tampa Bay locations. Find your location at originalhooters.com. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. I actually spent some of my Saturday night at the bar at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, where we had the first of our two fantasy football drafts earlier this season. Bobby Pena is the assistant manager at the Hillsborough Hooters, and he and I spent some time talking about my upcoming golf tournament and how to get Hooters involved with it. And the new calendar is coming out later this week. It is released on October 1st, and Brooke was behind the bar, as she is normally on Saturday nights at the Hillsborough Avenue Tampa location for Hooters, and Brooke's new calendar photo is already right up there for you to see by the bar. Absolute sweetheart, by the way. So Saturday nights, if you're looking for a place to watch college football and see a great smile, Brooke is generally behind the bar at that Hillsborough Hooters location. And tell Bobby, the manager, that you listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, those daily lunch specials starting at $6, and $15 gets you a bucket of 5 Corona, Corona Light, or Modelo bottles. If you're outside the Tampa Bay area, you know where your closest Hooters location is. Just remember that there are 12 Tampa Bay area locations to serve those of you in the immediate Tampa Bay area, and Hooters is the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. In addition, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by the Eagles Golf Club, just north of Tampa Bay Downs. I played out at the Eagles Golf Club on Friday with my friends Joey and Ben and Latana, and the annual craft beer event. Don't get the wrong idea. We're actually out there to play golf rather than, let's just say, take it all in. But there were 9 different craft beer breweries that were out there allowing various golfers to sample their product. It's one of the fine annual events that is held at the Eagles Golf Club, and it's also why I am hosting my next event, Todd Wright Tour XII, already up to 12 of them, my football-themed event where you get to pick games that are played at the same time that we're playing golf. And the more games you get right, the more I subtract from your golf score. That tournament is coming up on Sunday, October 22nd. And for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, no, I wouldn't schedule it against the Buccaneer home game. The Bucs are on the road that day and are a game you can pick since it's in the 1 o'clock window. Same with the games in the 4 o'clock window. It's only $70 per player. I feed you twice. I have over 100 prizes to give away, and always a unique format. Limited space available. Single tee times, twosomes, threesomes, foursomes. Currently available right now. JoeBucksFan.com/golf. Todd Wright Tour XII will be played at the Eagles Golf Club. The Eagles Golf Club, 813-920-6681. I'm very confident anytime I play in an event at the Eagles Golf Club, and certainly hosting my next event, second event I've hosted at the Eagles Golf Club, we will be on the Forest course, play the Lakes course, on Friday in the event. It's a 36-hole, semi-private, gated community property. All right, so as we speak to you on this Monday morning, looking back at week 3 Thursday and week 3 Sunday, this was the week that offense showed up again in the NFL. This was the week that some of the players that you drafted to be wide receiver ones and RB ones, they actually showed up as well. We welcome back the Bengals, Doug Baldwin, T.Y. Hilton, Jordan Howard. They weren't going to stay down forever. However, still going forward, You can still be skeptical of getting this sort of every week production out of some of these guys. But for week three, there were a lot of bounce backs across the board. At the same time, there were some others that dropped off a little bit. So let's just go team by team and give you a quick thought, a quick fantasy thought on each of the 32 teams in the NFL. Now, let's just get the Monday night game out of the way. There aren't a lot of surprises as it relates to the Monday night game for those of you listening to this podcast with the opportunity to play a player in the Monday night game or playing for daily purposes, pairing up the Monday night game, say, with the next Thursday night game, or you've paired up the Monday night game with the Sunday night game between the Redskins and the Raiders. Obviously, if you own Ezekiel Elliott, you're playing him and expecting more than you got last week. If you're playing Dez Bryant, you're hoping for the same welcome to 2017 that Doug Baldwin owners got, T.Y. Hilton owners got, A.J. Green owners got. Jason Witten, one of the better streaming tight end plays or daily plays potentially after a strong first couple of weeks for Witten. As it relates to the Cardinals, if you picked up J.J. Nelson last week, you're hoping for more of the same. Temper expectations. Make sure you check that injury report about 90 minutes before kickoff to give you some more idea on whether or not you should play J.J. Nelson or expect more from him. You're also hoping Larry Fitzgerald gets going the way Baldwin and Hilton and A.J. Green got going a little earlier this week. For those of you that picked up Chris Johnson, he is expected to receive most of the running back carries for the Arizona Cardinals in this game. If you did pick up Chris Johnson, again, don't expect David Johnson-type volume. Don't. The people who picked up Kerwin Williams last week probably made the same mistake. Chris Johnson wasn't even good enough to make the Arizona 53-man roster literally two-plus weeks ago, and they picked him back up because of their limited options at the running back position. All right, so let's go with the other 30 teams that have already played this week. Quick thoughts. New England, Brandon Cooks. For those of you who drafted him to be an RB1, it paid off with a huge game in a shootout against the Houston Texans. For Buffalo, interesting, just to show how inexact a science this is. I don't get everything right, neither do a lot of people who are paid year-round to analyze fantasy football. Patrick Doherty is one of the best in the business on RotoWorld. In his position-by-position rankings for week three, one of the last things he wrote at the bottom of the quarterback rankings was about Bortles and Taylor. And he said about both, one of them will be the first quarterback benched this year. Both had big fantasy games in wins. Just shows you, we're not going to get 100% of everything right. Another off game for Shady McCoy. I, as a Shady McCoy owner, also didn't play him this week. Also wondering what's really going on here with McCoy, especially with Tolbert getting some of the short yardage runs. In Miami's dud game at the Jets, Landry again got a lot of targets, didn't do a lot with him. Devontae Parker with the ultimate garbage touchdown to avoid the shutout at the end of the game. Jay Ajayi, a dud in Miami's second game. For the Jets, Jermaine Kearse falls off the board as the ultimate garbage time fantasy point producer as Robbie Anderson had the big game as a wide receiver for the New York Jets. In Pittsburgh's loss at Chicago, it's more than just fantasy that was surprising in week three. A lot of surprising results. The Bills winning against Denver, as an example. The Steelers losing, albeit their home road splits overall generally aren't very good. Losing at Chicago, a team that wasn't even competitive with the Bucs the week before, and then the Bucs go to Minnesota and lose to Case Keenum. But that's pro football. That's sports. From the Pittsburgh standpoint, good game for Antonio Brown. okay game for Le'Veon Bell. Fair to say that. Bad game for the Steeler defense after two strong weeks. Ravens, absolute no-show in London. No-show. When Alex Collins is all you have to talk about, you know it was a bad fantasy day for the Ravens. And no, I don't suggest picking up Alex Collins. I don't think he's worth a roster spot. Honestly, none of those Ravens running backs are worth roster spots. If you're down to that point, you need to look elsewhere. Cincinnati blew the big lead at Lambeau, but from a fantasy perspective, some production from A.J. Green and Joe Mixon. Yeah, expect more of the same going forward. Cleveland, not much to say here other than they are the Browns. They found a way to lose to Jacoby Brissett and the Colts, and Isaiah Crowell didn't produce. This was a game Isaiah Crowell needed to produce. Instead, it was Duke Johnson who produced more, both as running back and lined up as wide receiver. From the Indianapolis standpoint, we hear T.Y. Hilton did have a solid game. We are now hearing Andrew Luck may play by week six. I still wouldn't get too excited about it. If you've been rostering Andrew Luck, this is news you like. But Andrew Luck coming back in week six, what do you really expect? Do you really expect Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers type numbers? Immediately, no. So why are you waiting? Go pick up Alex Smith, who's putting up these numbers every week. It is the quarterback position. It's often going to be a push in your fantasy leagues. Tennessee, Derrick Henry, not dead. Nope, not dead yet. Said if he was healthy enough to play, you'd probably play him. He was on the active list, and he had the third best game for any running back in fantasy football going into the Monday night game. Jacksonville Jaguars absolutely roll Baltimore, but it probably didn't benefit you a lot. I doubt any of you are playing Blake Bortles. Doubt any of you are playing Mercedes Lewis. Fournette got volume, not much else. Marquise Lee, yeah. Maybe he is benefiting from the fact that Allen Robinson is out more than Allen Hurns. Texans. Another good game from Deshaun Watson. He's making mistakes, but he's also making big plays. Exciting player. Hopkins got volume, didn't do much with it. Hopkins kind of like Jarvis Landry at this point. Denver Broncos. Still a consistently solid floor for Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. C.J. Anderson, not so much. Second best running back through 2 weeks, not much. In Denver's game against Buffalo, Jamal Charles got more. For the Raiders, they were really bad against the Redskins. Redskins were very good on Sunday night. Off games for Carr, Crabtree, Cooper. Jared Cook did get in the end zone. That's about it. Not much from Marshawn Lynch. And not the... Richard and Thompson for Washington, had all those fantasy points last week. Richard's not there this week. Thompson's work. Thompson is now in waiver wire consideration. He has to be. It's 2 weeks in a row. He's like a Tyreek Hill in the backfield. For Kansas City, Hunt doing it again. For those of you that jumped up and grabbed Hunt in your season-long leagues after Spencer Ware went down, you are being rewarded with the top running back in fantasy football. It's that simple. Tyreek Hill produced big yardage again and a touchdown. It seems like when Hill there, we said this a week or so ago. You know how we would say with the Patriots last year, is it a Blunt game or is it a Brady game? Kansas City, it seems, is it a Hill game or is it a Kelsey game? Because Kelsey went down to, what, 1 yard over the weekend? For the L.A. Clippers / Chargers, as I call them. Gordon did produce out of the backfield. Keenan Allen got some volume. Good game for Travis Benjamin. But the Phillip Rivers turnovers really hurt the Chargers overall. Keep checking the status on that Gordon knee. It's kind of a week-to-week thing. For the Philadelphia Eagles, Zach Ertz continued to receive high volume. Hurt himself and fantasy owners and the Eagles with a fumble in the game. And the backfield is an absolute mess. For Philadelphia, probably one of the top five backfields you don't want to touch in fantasy football. Redskins, we sort of touched on them. Chris Thompson, yeah, he's worth picking up at this point. He just is. He a Tyreek Hill type, maybe a Taylor Gabriel type for Washington. Remember, Washington's head coach is an offensive-minded guy in Jay Gruden. He knows what he's gotten when he gets the ball to Thompson in space. Dotson finally showed up. A little more from Crowder. Prior, maybe getting more comfortable with Kirk Cousins. From the Giants' standpoint, where did the games for Sterling Shepard and Brandon Marshall come from? Granted, it was as the Giants were furiously trying to come back and the Eagles don't exactly have great corners, but the Giants' wideouts finally showed up. Giants also, running back situation, absolutely to avoid. For the Lions, who can only lose games the way the Lions traditionally lose games. Remember the Megatron game at Soldier Field that started all the, we don't know what a catch is? We have the Golden Tate play to end the game against the Falcons. The Lions didn't win it on the last play. They lost it on the last play with an 8-second runoff. Man, I had no rooting interest in this game. And I was like, you got to do better than this, NFL. It's just not right. But I've been telling a lot of you, Golden Tate is worth playing as a wide receiver too. And he almost had 2 touchdowns for you. Got you 1, and he got you volume. For Green Bay, Jordy did play and produced. Devontae Adams got some volume. Martellus Bennett's just dropping too many balls. I think Aaron Rodgers wants to throw to him more, but you know, Martellus is kind of a... This is why he bounces around the NFL. He's more consistent with his mouth than he is with his hands. Ty Montgomery, off game, was going to happen, but at least it's not for health reasons. Keep checking the status of Randall Cobb. Minnesota, boom. Case Keenum suddenly gives us reason to play Diggs and Thielen if Bradford isn't playing. Chicago Bears, been down on Jordan Howard since the summer, but this is Jordan Howard. This is like, he did this in a game, I believe, against the Vikings last year. It's just like, wow. And then 2 or 3 games of, eh. So that's kind of what he's done already this year. Cohen's still showing he's going to get time playing because Cohen had the big play in OT that set up the second Howard touchdown. For the Buccaneers, DeSean Jackson, solid fantasy day. Mike Evans, very emotional day. But still the volume was there. Cameron Brate, here we go. Brate is just a guy Winston can count on if the Bucs are going to call passing plays. Brate runs down the hash marks and will also run into the end zone. I believe week 1, though, O.J. Howard outsnapped Cameron Brate, but O.J. Howard basically is in on running plays. Brate is in on passing plays. Brate should be in tight end streaming consideration going forward. Carolina Panthers. Christian McCaffrey, as we've said all along, not a running back. Not an NFL running back. Carolina needs to use him at wide receiver. They do. And play Jonathan Stewart at running back. Because the only damage McCaffrey is doing is in the passing game. That's it. We've seen it for a while now. And Carolina sort of needs to accept what they have and go with it. And that's a bad loss to the Saints. Check the status of Kelvin Benjamin for next week after that awkward play early in the game. Atlanta, they keep winning, albeit. They had actually an interception taken away, 30 seconds before the Golden Tate play in game time. Julio Jones, volume, not touchdowns, hang in there with it. Sanu, not as much, but Freeman really... You could almost put him behind Hunt now with C.J. Anderson dropping off and Ezekiel Elliott's bad week 2 game. Freeman is maybe the second or third best running back in fantasy football, and Coleman worth playing every week as well as a flex. New Orleans, Ted Ginn got in the end zone. Michael Thomas had a solid game. The running back situation, I don't want to call it untouchable, but it's just tough to figure out. Kamara did get in the end zone. Ingram got volume. Peterson is still on the team. I think he got 11 touches, 9 or 11 touches, but nothing to get excited about. We talked about Arizona tonight. I'm just going by divisions. The Rams, two games now where they've exploded for tons of points. If you own Sammy Watkins, granted it was all in the second half, at least he's in the discussion now of whether you play him in week 4. Todd Gurley, putting up more points than even Devontae Freeman. Gurley with a couple of huge games. And, that's another, like Jay Gruden in Washington, that's an offensive mind coaching the Rams. He knows what he has. Even Robert Woods starting to get into daily fantasy consideration off that game against the Niners. Speaking of the Niners, Carlos Hyde about as expected. Garcon about as expected. Niners just couldn't keep up with the Rams the other night. More daily plays there, though, although Hyde is certainly a running back. If you drafted him, you're playing him every week. And finally, with the Seahawks, Doug Baldwin finally getting in on the action. I believe 15 targets, and he caught 10 of them in Seattle's game against Tennessee. Chris Carson is clearly the only running back worth owning. And then from a week-to-week standpoint, whether you play him, I think depends on the matchup, home or road, and what else you got going with your other running backs overall. Jimmy Graham, you can do better at tight end. You can do worse. Again, sort of a week-to-week thing. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hot wings, cold beer, and I know we just officially ended summer, but they still have that summer seafood. Hooters style. 12 Tampa Bay area locations. You know your closest Hooters location as well. Go boneless, 10 boneless wings, shaken in one of Hooters' signature sauces with a side of fries for only $9.99 all day, every day. And for me personally, and not from my notes, when's the last time you actually looked at a Hooters menu and looked at the variety on the Hooters menu? I had one of my favorite items on the Hooters menu, and it's been on the menu now for, I'm going to say, about a year. When I was watching college football there on Saturday night and convincing Brooke that she needs to come out and represent Hooters at my next golf tournament on October 22nd. Guys, I think it's going to happen, so you need to play in that golf tournament. It's a turkey burger with marinara sauce and cheese, and then I add lettuce and tomato to it. It's really good. And you would think, really, Hooters has something like that? Yes, they do. It's one of my favorite items on the menu. Hooters, daily lunch special starting at just $6. I sincerely thank Hooters for being the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. They alone are the reason that we can come to you twice a week now on JoeBucksFan.com, iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck this week in your waiver claims. And remember, send me any unique questions. I'll offer you an opinion. I do not send your lineup. Do not send me this guy or this guy. Who should I play? No. Phrase it differently. Let me give you some options. You don't set my lineups. I don't set yours. But I am here for you to offer an opinion. We're all just trying to do the best we can in fantasy football. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I have again responded to every email. Now, if I respond to your email and you write back again, I've already responded to your email. I've answered your question. But more and more emails are coming in, and I'm just trying to give you another unique opinion. I'm not setting your lineup, but if there's something I haven't covered here on the podcast as it relates to a waiver pickup, a matchup, a trade offer, a daily fantasy play. Should I save money here to spend money here? Those are the questions I want to answer as it relates to fantasy football. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you have, every one of you who've emailed me about fantasy football, I've also sent you information on the upcoming golf tournament. I don't have a lot of tee times to sell. This is the football-themed event. You will have a good time. If you haven't played in any of the previous 11 tournaments, come out for the 12th one at the Eagles Golf Club, also a presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The golf tournament, Todd Wright Tour XII, is Sunday, October 22nd. All the details at joebucksfan.com/golf or email me, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.